Been good to you? Glad to be here with brother and sister Epley. Y'all get back up here. Don't leave me up here by myself. Hallelujah. Might sing. Might not. Got my notes wrote out. This ain't nothing on it. Hallelujah. My wife slept on the way here. She usually writes my sermons out, but she slept. And Lord bless y'all. Y'all be good. No, I'm glad I'm in the house of the Lord, and glad that my beautiful wife is with me tonight. And hallelujah. I don't want to be like the fellow that said he took his wife everywhere with him because he didn't want to kiss her bye. I don't want to be like that. That's for sure. I love and appreciate her. I love and appreciate Brother Epley and Sister Epley. And love and appreciate them very much in this church. We've enjoyed being here many times, enjoyed preaching. You know, God's been good to us. I said He's been good to us. A preacher, you don't know what I've been going through. You don't know what I'm... He's been good to us. He's been way better to me than I've ever been to Him. I preach that. Preach that quite often, but He's been better to me than I've been to Him. I love and appreciate the Lord very much. I like to preach here because y'all know I'm not very smart. But I did accomplish things I told Brother Epley in the eighth grade that no other man that I know of ever did. It was the three happiest years of my life. And I was the only one in there old enough to vote. Nobody else has ever done that. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm in the house of the Lord. I want somebody to get the Holy Ghost tonight. Wouldn't it be a good night for somebody to pray through, pray back through? You know, oh, give me a key. I don't care where y'all at. A to Z, I'll be there. Hallelujah. You know, I heard all my life them crazy Pentecostal stuff. They got stuff they put on you. I wish we did, brother. I'd buy it by the 55-gallon drum. And I'd put it on everybody that came in. But you know what? We don't have nothing. But something will get a hold to you while you're here. It ain't the preacher. It ain't the singing. It's the Holy Ghost. And it'll change your life. Make you think different. Make you go different places. Hallelujah. How many of you going to help me preach tonight? All right. Genesis chapter 24. I want to say it's good to be here with Brother and Sister Epley. We love and appreciate them so much. Been friends of ours for so long. And I appreciate them. And I want the Lord to richly bless him. And you are honored to have him tonight as your pastor. I mean that from the depths of my heart, not just saying words, but mean it. Genesis chapter 24 and verse number 14. And it came, and let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. And it came to pass before he was done speaking that, behold, Rebekah came out. Verse 16, and the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well, filled her pitcher, and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, drink, my lord. And she hastened and let down her pitcher upon her head and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, he didn't say it, she said it, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. You may be seated tonight. This is of course, a very familiar story. Abraham's old. The Bible said he's well stricken in age. The Lord had blessed Abraham in all things, the Bible said, and Abraham brought his elder servant in and said, it's time for Isaac to be married. Now, we got a young married couple over here. Might use them to lull us straight a little bit, but no, not really. I'm just picking at them. But they were, in these days, the master sent the servant to pick. I'm glad nobody sent somebody to pick my wife. I'm really glad that I got to pick my own wife. They didn't send somebody just to pick one, because he might have been in that hurry that day and just picked the first one he came across. But this servant had been with Abraham many years, and Abraham trusted him and said, I don't want just the first one you see. I want to know. And so the servant begins to pray, and he said, Lord, when I get there, I want you to do something for me, if you would. Lord, would you allow her not only to say that I will give you drink, but Lord, would you let it be that somehow she would say, you know what, I'm going to give you some camel something to drink. He said, now I'm not going to suggest this, I'm not going to say this, but I'm praying, Lord, would you allow this to take place? How many of you have ever had a prayer answered that you know, you didn't tell Brother Epley about it, you didn't tell your husband about it, you didn't tell your wife about it, you just prayed, and you know beyond all doubt it was God that did that, because it was taken care of. How many of you still believe in prayer? Do you believe in prayer? And so this servant prays, and as he prays, Lord, now, I don't know how much these camels could drink, but this was a young lady, and these camels was, they say, can go 3, 4, 5 days, 6 days. I don't know how many days they can go without something to drink, but somebody got to fill them up when they get back, and I don't know how long they've been going, but this young lady, it was quite a task for her to say, not only will I fill you with water, but I will fill your camels. This was not an easy task. This was not something that was done every day. The easy thing would have been just to give him a drink. I want to preach to you for a little while, if I can, from the simple subject of the expected but not requested. He prayed and he expected her to give him drink. And he expected her to give his camels drink. But he never requested it. He never said, you must give my camels also, because I have a servant, or I am a servant of my master, and if you give my camels drink, you're going to be able to go meet my master. It was not laid out this way. It was a prayer, and God worked in that prayer and got a hold of them and did a great work. Now, I want you to turn in your Bibles. You do not have to stand, but I am going to read some scriptures to you, and I want you, if you will, to bear with me. With God, there is a lot of unwritten scriptures in your Bible. How many of you remember me preaching about the law above the law? He can write you in, he can write you out. You remember that? I mean, there was never a law that said go and sell all you got to give till that night. He wrote that. There is some unwritten precepts in your Bible. There's some rules of action. If you will do them, God will do something for you. Now, I do not think tonight that I'm going to teach you anything new. I do not have the wisdom to do that. I do not have the power. But I did pray and ask God to help us and open our understanding. There is some unwritten precepts. If you can get a hold to it, it will change your whole life. even though the Bible, it is not written out and says you have to, there's still some precepts that God deals with daily, and He is looking for someone to do the expected, but does not necessarily request everything they do. Now, I'm telling you, I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. In Luke, the 17th chapter, Elder, why don't you read for me? And verse 11, if you want to get it up there, that way I might have to read too. If I come across some words I know, I'll be able to read them. But if I don't, we'll let Brother Epley read them. But I think it's about the 11th verse. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Read. All right. 10 lepers came out and met Jesus. 10 lepers. They could not even come close to Jesus. They stood a long ways off talking to him because they were not allowed to come in. They were not allowed to approach him. Now read. They cried because they could not come. Aren't you glad you could come to church tonight? Aren't you glad you don't have to throw your hat in and say, I'm a sinner, and would y'all approve me being here tonight? Would you? Hey, God's been good to us. He gives us mercy. He gives us grace. We're in His house. I'm going to talk about some of these unwritten precepts tonight if I can. They lifted up the voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Read. He saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass, as they went, suddenly they don't have any more leprosy. It's gone. Man, they were excited, but now they're really excited. Read on. Urch! I ain't got no leprosy, Brother Epley. I got to do something about this. I got to go show the priest, but hold on. I got one of them unwritten precepts here I got to take care of. He didn't say I had to say I'm sorry, but and I thank you for what you've done. But he said, you know what? I ain't got no leprosy. I'm going to go back and say thanks. They expected, but not requested. Now I'm going to prove to you with the Bible, he expected them to come back, even though he did not make them come back. I contend tonight this church is full of people. How many? Brother Kim, how long you been here? And others longer than you. But how many people have you seen come pray through in this building? The building wouldn't hold them. A building twice this size wouldn't hold them. But you know what? If all the backsliders had come home. If all those that used to go here would come home. But you know what it is? A lot of them don't come back to thank Him. Somebody said they didn't get the Holy Ghost. I don't believe that, Brother Epley. They got the same Holy Ghost I did. I seen them speak with tongues. But you know what? They took their healing, they took their cleansing, and they didn't come back. You want to know why this church is full of people tonight? We just come back to say thanks. We're going to come back tonight. We're going to come back Sunday morning. We're going to come back Sunday night. You know what I did? I'm just coming to say thanks. Brother Kim, I'm just coming to say thanks. Hey, I said I'd just come back to say thanks. He's been a good God to me. The least you can do is lift your hands and praise Him. The least you can do is thank Him for His goodness and mercy. Sit down. All right, read.
And he fell on his face.
He gets back and he falls. Who taught him that? Did Jesus say, on your face, boy? He came back. He fell on his face. And what did he say? He was giving thanks because he was a sinner. a Samaritan that wasn't even supposed to be talked to, wasn't even supposed to be spoken to, wasn't even supposed to go to the tabernacle, but now he's clean. He can go to the tabernacle. Are you thankful for what God's done for you? Read, Brother Epley. The expected, but not requested. Let's see what he said. Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? He was expecting all 10 to come back and say thanks. But only one did. And I tell you tonight, church, he's been a good God to me when I remember where he found me. When I remember the sin he brought me out of. When I remember the great miracles he's done. If you think I'm going to sit on my seat and do nothing and not lift my hands and not praise the God that I serve and not love him for all he's done, you got another thing coming. We're the ones that come back just to say thanks. Sunday morning, I'll be here. Just want to tell you, I'm thankful for all that you have done. I just come back to say thanks. I just want you to know I love you, Lord. You've been good to me. Sit down. I'm not going to preach long, but listen to me. I believe there's a lot of times, Brother Kim, he's standing there saying, how come they just can't say thanks? Were there not 200 here Sunday? But only one or two said thanks. Wasn't their whole families there? Wasn't their children there? Wasn't their mother and dads there? Wasn't their families that I put back together? Wasn't their alcoholics I healed? Wasn't their drunks I cleaned up? Wasn't those I delivered from smoking and cussing and living a wild world? Why can't you say thanks? Why can't you say thanks? Brother Epley, he expected it. The servant expected her to fill up enough to water the camels, but he didn't say, you got to. He could have never. Oh, God. I hope you see what I'm not trying to be critical tonight, because I'll be honest with you, I get going so fast sometimes pastoring and worrying about this and worrying about that, I don't even have time to say thanks myself.
That's so.
They expected, he was standing there expecting them to come back. Were there not 10? Where's the 9? You could preach, go to that next verse. You can preach anything you want to hear. I don't know. I can't explain it. Let Brother Epley, that found not that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. Next verse.
And he said unto him,
Arise,
go thy way.
Thy faith has made thee whole. Now I'm going to put something here, and you don't have to take this because I cannot prove it with the scripture. But I think I know enough about the Lord's precepts. Could it be that after leprosy finished with him, he was covered with scars? That the leprosy, even though he was cleansed, the leprosy no doubt had left scars and all over his body. But as he went back and said, thanks, I just come to say thanks, he looked down. The leprosy was gone, but now the scars are gone. There's nothing here that shows my old past. Here that shows my history. There's nothing here that shows where I came from. And I tell you, only Jesus can wipe the scars away. Only Jesus can make you whole. Only he can heal your mind. I don't care where you come from. I don't care. saying, I came by to say thanks. There's no telling what he will do. Let's love him right now. Come on, let's love him. You can be seated. I don't know about you. You know what? The devil's a liar.
I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian, I said.
I've been living for God a long time. Look at me.
I got all my apostolic attire right.
I look good. I don't go where I shouldn't. Don't say what I shouldn't. Unless somebody pulls out in front of me or something.
Cuts in front of me at Walmart.
Look at me.
You want to know something? If you want to get completely distressed,
start believing in yourself.
That's right.
I'm talking about, Brother Epley, you're talking about getting totally messed up when I start saying I done it.
That's right. Look at me. I'm the only one in this church living right.
Really? Yeah, well, I ain't going to tell you where we seen you yesterday. Guy come to church one night and said, it was a preacher, I seen you at the bar night before last. I said, really?
You was at the Amber Club.
I said, really? I said, what was I doing? He said, I don't know. He said, I just seen your truck there. I said, really? Did you ever stop to think I sold that truck last week? He said, no. He said, but that bothered me all night, you being at the Amber Club.
We look at things, and you know what we do? I ain't never been to Amber Club, for those of you. I don't even know what it is, but I'm going to tell you it is.
You know what the devil does? He wants to destroy us any way he can. Can I tell you something tonight? You want to get distressed, start talking about how good you are and how much you got it. And you know what? You'll find yourself beat down. You'll find yourself destroyed. You'll find yourself coming up short. The expected, but not requested. Brother Epley, God couldn't make us say thanks. He has angels. Well, let me just get to where I'm headed. Some of you don't like worship. Think the music's too loud. Think it's going too fast. Need to slow it down. Don't like it when it's slow. Need to pick it up. It's always something wrong. Let me beat that drum. I just hit a good point there.
And sometimes it is too loud.
And sometimes it is too slow. Sometimes it is too fast. Boy, you know what we're doing? We're trying to find that media in there somewhere to have church. Some of you don't wake up till you hear the drum beat. Time to get up. Every time enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Ain't nobody ought to have to palm prime you tonight. You ought to be glad you're in the house of God. Expected but not requested. He ain't going to say you got to worship me, but he said he inhabits the praise of his people. Let's create a habitat of praise. Let's create a habitat of worship. I come to church feeling sorry for myself. Sit down. Any of you ever felt sorry for yourself? I do. I like to have a party and don't want to invite nobody. Just me, because I want to feel real sorry for myself. Have I told you I've had 39 surgeries? Have I told you next month I'm going to have the 40th? It's bad. We can't talk about it. You know what some people do?
I like when they call me and they're trying to get sick. No, what person in their right mind would be trying to get sick?
That old sister called me. She said, I got a half a headache.
How you get a half a headache? I don't know. Sound like you want another half to go ahead and be fulfilled. In Jesus' name. I'm talking about self will let you down. I'm going to say this, make some of you mad. Self, sorry. Myself, I feel bad for myself and sorry for my legs killing me. I could sit down and cry. I preached one night, I'm so lonesome I could cry. Oh, Hank Williams, man, they drank a cool and sang it again. I'm so lonesome I could cry. Have you ever heard the whippoorwill or whatever how it goes? I really know, I just don't want to sing. Says Corcoran, shaking her head, I got to get off this, get on something else. Self is sorry. Self will let you down. Self will destroy you in self-pity. Have you ever been defeated?
Yes.
You know the best way I know to be defeated?
Look back.
Oh, Lord, back in 1941, I failed the Lord. Well, praise the Lord, sister. I got you beat. I've done it more than once. You want to stay defeated? Keep looking at your past. Well, Emily, if I could go back and wiggle my way, I hope I don't get stuck in here. Wiggle my way back into my past and change everything I've done. I got the Holy Ghost every report card time. When it was report card time, I'd run that off. Praise saints! Because I knew I was going to get a beating when I got home. But Mama would always say, well, you know, he's trying, Daddy. He's trying. He ain't tried a bit. But I did pray that night because I knew tomorrow report cards was coming out. And the best thing to do if you can't get the grade, my dad didn't say a whole lot. He's kind of quiet. Brother Epley knows him very well. My mom, she beat me every day. I told her Sunday, and she gets embarrassed, but I said, that's the woman that beat me right there every day. If there would have been a number to dial way back then, I would have dialed it, but there wasn't no number. We didn't even have 911 back then. How cruel can you be to go make you cut a stick to beat you with? I mean, she wouldn't make me go cut a stick. I tried little ones, Brother Epley. I tried big ones. I tried knobby ones. I tried slick ones. Ain't none of them work. They all hurt. But my daddy didn't say a lot. One time I came in and I'd got some report cards and I had 5 D's. And that ain't for dandy. I tried to tell him it was, but I had 5 D's and my dad looked at him and said, son, do you think you could do better? Every report card it had on the bottom, very well capable. Just won't bring his mind to school. It's always somewhere else. Pop said, son, you going? I said, Pop, you got to worry about me. I'm going to do better. I made it the next 4 weeks and I had 5 F's and 1 C. They all went down. My dad set me on the couch and he looked at me and said, son, I don't know what to do. He said, you can't even play. He said, you got a CNPE. Looking back, that's why I never amounted to nothing. I didn't go to school. Looking back, there's all kinds. How many of you got something you'd go back and change if you could? Yeah, you wouldn't be sitting by her, would you? She wouldn't be sitting by you either, brother. Woo, I better go on. I'm fixing to get in trouble. I'm going to straighten up, Sister Corcoran. Just give me a minute. I'm trying to get loosened up here. I get loosened up, I'll straighten up. I'm talking about every one of us got something we'd change. But you know what? Go back. How many of you know you should have prayed more? How many of you know you should have fasted more? How many of you know you ought to worship more? But I can't go back last Sunday and do one thing about what I did last Sunday. If I sit there, that's over. That's history. That's done. I can't do nothing about it. But you got this Sunday coming up. Amen. Expected but not requested. Sunday morning when you come in, he ain't going to say you got to. But when you come in, you're going to say, I get to. I get to. What, devil, look at me. Last Sunday I messed up, but this Sunday, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Clap your hands, all ye people. Praise the Lord. He's a good God. He's a merciful God. He'll go with you even to the end of the world. I said you can't look to yourself, didn't I? I said you can't look back, didn't I? I'll tell you how to get encouraged in the Lord. Start looking at others. Let me beat that drum now. Hallelujah! Let me look at you. You won't go nuts. Start looking at everybody.
Well, I'd go to that church if they didn't have hypocrites.
You know what? They're lying.
Right. You know what a hypocrite is?
It's somebody acting and professing to be something they're not. How many of you let me preach just a few more minutes? I'll be through. I could go get down at the airport and get in that 747 and say, get on there and make an announcement. You folks relax. I'm a pilot. Ain't got a clue what all these lights are. What this thing does here. Got a clue. But I feel like I can fly this plane. Well, I would be a hypocrite and a dead hypocrite before long if I got it off the floor. Because I'm professing to be something I'm not. Going into a garage and letting the door down and saying I'm a car does not make me a car. Might be big as a car, but it don't make me a car. Neither does coming to church and saying I'm a Christian. That don't make you a bit more Christian than just saying it anywhere. Don't look around unless you really want to get confused. Now, how come old brother so-and-so is doing that? And I know. Yeah. I did too. I think I'll go tell Brother Epley. Always wanting to catch somebody. Remember me preaching last time I said, I'm going to catch somebody doing something. I don't catch nobody doing nothing. I done enough of that. I'm out. I ain't a detective. I'm a preacher. But you want to get lost as a goose in a hailstorm. Start watching everybody else's life. Brother, I'm not responsible for you. Sister, I'm not responsible. Whatever you do, that's your deal. I'm not responsible for you. God ain't going to say, stand up and say, what did that guy do? Hey, I got no idea what he did. He ain't even going to ask me. But if you want to get confused and start not expecting and not requesting and not worshiping it, start watching everybody in the church. Well, I tell you what, they got a clique going there. I ain't in the clique. Listen to me.
You don't always like everybody. I got people, they come over. I got a guy one time, my wife, she liked his wife. I didn't like him. Forgive me, Lord. But me and him didn't have... I'm out there duck hunting, crawling on ducks, catching fish. He's over there working on radio, trying to make the wave pick up a little more something sensitive in the air. And they're going to be... I ain't got a clue what he's talking about.
I ain't got a clue. You know what? There's some people can talk a good game living for God.
But we really ain't got a clue what they're talking about. Because all they're doing is talking about it. God ain't looking for somebody to be talking about it. He's looking for somebody to live it.
How many of you have ever really got...
Boy, this is Brother Epley. Now, he can answer this. I can't. But how many of you have ever started worrying about what's going to happen in the future? Y'all's president has shut the company down. Well, look at me. I didn't vote for him. Y'all did.
Every time I get to looking around, I'll be honest with you, my mind gets so confused.
Yes.
Now, Brother Epley, I need to know what's going to happen in the next 5 years. You know, the devil beats people down with what happened behind, what's happening around, what happened in the future. When's the church getting out of here? Now, I need to know. Well, quit saying right, and tell me. Okay. We got a funeral, and here's a sister laying. And they walk up to you and say, where's she at? Where's she going? What's she doing right now? Oh, I've heard them shouting around the front. I'm talking about a good lady that lived for God. I don't know where she went. We're sure she ain't there. Well, I need to know where she's at. I'm worried about where she's at. I ain't going to check it out and come back and tell you. I can tell you that. I'm staying over here as long as I can. Y'all go check it out if y'all want to. If y'all don't come back, I sure ain't going to check it out. I'm trying to live as long as I can.
Yeah, that's right.
You want to go check it out? I'll help send you, but I ain't going. Brother Epley, where do you go when you die? What happens? What? Tell me what happened.
You about got as many answers as I do.
We don't know, church. All we know is if you live for God and you die in Him, that's all you can ask for is hearing well done. I don't know. Is the bugs eat? I don't know. Is this making any sense to y'all or not? Some people are so confused about what's going to happen in 2-3 years, they can't praise God right now. It's expected right now, even though He may not be requesting it right now. You can't worry about the future. You can't straighten it up. Everybody's got a different opinion of when He's coming. I don't know, Brother Epley. All I know is what I do know, and I know I ought to be here living for God and worshiping God and praising God and not worrying about what happened 10 years ago and not worrying about what's happening 10 years in the future and quit looking around at everybody. Sit down, I'm closing. You want to get in good shape? Don't look forward, don't look back, don't look around. Anybody got any which direction be a good direction to look? Come on. Look up. I'm going to preach to you just a couple minutes. That's where you need to be looking. But Brother Corcoran, I got to know what happened back in the 40s. They had revival. We ain't having revival like that. We didn't have all what we got back in the 40s either. We needed God.
We're rich, increase of good, and don't really need a whole lot of nothing. You won't know the truth today. That's why there's an expected, even though it's not requested. He's expecting you to come to church every night and give your best to God. Come to the music. He's expecting you to come. He's expecting you to sing. He's expecting you to not get shook up, but to look up. I don't know the answers. I'm going to be honest with you. I wish I did, but I don't. I don't know
why, you know, this is not... I don't know. I don't know what the government's... I don't know.
But if you're going to sit there and worry about it, you're going to be lost as a goose in a hailstorm. And don't tell me a goose can't get lost. Several years ago, my brother stood and testified about it the other night. He was about 70 yards to this side of me. Foggy, foggy day, and we was out there goose hunting. We was crawling a field or walking across the field getting ready to jump up a bunch of geese. And I heard them. What is that? And out of the fog came a snow goose and hit me right in the chest and knocked me down flat of my back. Knocked my gun out of my hand. The old goose is up and he's walking around like this, and I'm trying to get up. I jumped up and grabbed that 3.5-inch super black eagle and I cut loose on him. All the people that was walking with us thought I'd went nuts. What's he doing? What's he doing? What's he shooting the ground for? I come home, I couldn't walk. What'd you do? Oh, I just caught a goose. Don't tell me a goose can't get lost. He didn't know where he was at, and I didn't know where he was at till he hit me. Listen to me. Don't get caught up in all the little rumors and the little talking about the preacher and the preacher's wife. Don't get caught up in that. Don't get caught up in all the little stories going around church and this one's arguing with that and fussing with that. There's always been a couple sasters get crossed up. Don't worry about what's happening over here and over there. Every time I look around, Brother Epley, I get confused. Every time I look back, I get so discouraged about how I failed God. Every time I look ahead, I get messed up. I don't know what's going to happen. But I ain't never got messed up looking up. The expected but not requested. He's not going to come down every day and lift your head up and say, Saint, look up. You know what? It's expected of you, even though nobody requests it. Sunday night when you come in, Brother Epley's expecting you to worship. Somebody ought not have to put and pump and prime and tell you, God's been good to you, my brother. God's been good to you, my brother. It ought not be that. You ought to come in and say, you know what? I know what's expected of me. I ain't going to wait on the preacher to say worship. I ain't going to wait on the song leader to say worship. I ain't going to wait on nobody. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to come in and it's expected of me to do it without anybody saying, would you do it? I'm going to get my hands in the air and I'm going to start praising and worshiping the Lord. Hallelujah. Has God been good to you? David said, if I forget thee, if I forget you, let my right hand forget her cunning. Let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. I know what's expected of me. I've been in church long enough to know what's expected without somebody requesting it every time.